We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Half hour from now, our friend, the great one, Mark Levin, will be along. Mark has a brand new book out, by the way, called Unfreedom of the Press. And we've seen it and heard it. If you were listening to my buddy John Reed this morning, you heard the news report over and over about how President Trump had stormed out of the room, which is apparently not the case, unless you're Nancy Pelosi. And what wasn't reported was that Nancy Pelosi said to Kellyanne Conway, "I don't talk to staff." I wonder if she's ever seen the movie The Help, because, well, anyway. And then you heard, what was her name, Karen Travers from ABC News, who was, to put it mildly, I would say, and we'll listen to a little bit of it in a bit, I thought she was rather disagreeable. Now, before we get into any of that, we're approaching Memorial Day, and there are a couple of things that I remind you of. Number one, don't say Happy Memorial Day. I know for many it's the kickoff of the summer season and people are thinking about grilling and getting to the beach and doing this, but that's not really what this is about. We don't, quote, celebrate Memorial Day. We observe it. We honor those who have given their lives for us. And there's a component to this that we all have to be aware of, and that is our beloved American flag. Now, I know there's some people who, for whatever reason, don't want to stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag, but I go for lunch so many times over to a Mission Barbecue. National Anthem comes on every single day at 12 noon in every Mission Barbecue around America. I've never seen anybody sitting down, let alone taking a knee. Here in this studio, we only have two flags standing. I wish we could get more. Bernie Henderson is with the Woody and Nelson Funeral Homes, and they have... Well, they have this amazing program. I guess I'm going to call it a program. They're trying to help people in the community with something that most people don't think about. And I'm so happy that Bernie is happy to join us. Bernie, thank you for being here.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you for asking us.
Yes, and I appreciate your accommodating my very poor organizational skills at times.
That's not a problem in the world. We live that way.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what it is. Let everybody know what it is that you're trying to do as we approach Memorial Day.
Well, I think similar to what you were saying, I also happen to be a flag person ever since I was an infant. Our home, to this day as well, always flies the American flag, and in fact, we also fly the Virginia flag. And that's wonderful, and I get a charge every time I see a residence or a small business flying one or both of those flags. But I also have a little bit of concern because sometimes those flags are... worn and torn and dirty, and I'd rather see the flag out there in any way, so long as it's respectful. But I think that those who want to fly the flag would want to have a nice, clean flag, and so we are running, as you would call it, a program allowing people to bring their soiled, dirty flags to us, and in return for that, we will give them a 3x5 flag to replace it, and we then work with the Virginia War Memorial in a program that they have to properly retire those flags.
Yes.
And that's what we've done. Last year we did it, and we turned into the War Memorial 617 flags that had served honorably.
Wow.
And So far this year, we're probably going to exceed that. We generally run this program from the 1st of May until 4th of July.
Okay.
And this year, so far, beginning with the 1st of May, we have received 380. And we have given out 340 3x5 American flags to folks who brought them in. Sometimes people bring in more than one,
right?
Because they've got used, worn flags on a shelf somewhere, and they didn't know what to do with them, and they didn't feel that they could put them in the trash can or something, which is proper.
Absolutely.
To feel that way. So we're glad to take those. I will tell you, we will take flags even if they don't want a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, if somebody wants a new 3x5 American flag and they don't have one to turn in, if they come to us and ask for one, they're going to get one. And we are exceeding our expectations already. And I don't want this to be a so long as supplies last.
Right.
So this afternoon, when I saw that we have already given out 340, I have called and ordered another supply of them to give out.
Oh, wow.
They don't go bad, so if we don't use all of them this year, we'll be doing it next year, too.
Absolutely. Well, Bernie, first of all, thank you. You know, when I look at the flag, and I have a number of different emotions, and I can remember certainly as a child what the flag meant to me. In my latter years, I am reminded every time I see the American flag that my father had earned the right to have the American flag drape his caskets, and so it's taken on even more meaning for me. And we have his flag displayed on a bookcase, and from the time they were tiny little kids, because my sons never got to meet them, but they always knew, because I told them, we don't run by that flag, and I told them the story, and they would stop. Now, you know, even as little guys, they'd be running around like nuts anyway, but they would at least stop and look at the flag and have a thought, and I'm hoping that they've taken something from that. And so just based on that, Bernie, thank you and the folks at Woody and Nelson Funeral Homes for doing what you're doing. This is an amazing program, an amazing effort on your part. And boy, it just it deserves a major salute. Where do people
take
it?
We're honored to do it. And I have a similar story as yours. My father also served in the military, and we have the flag that draped his casket in my home, and I enjoy telling first my children and now my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. So for folks who are hearing this and thinking, oh my gosh, this guy Bernie is a pretty good guy and I definitely want to take advantage of this, how do they do this?
All they need to do is to come by any one of our five locations.
Okay.
Either with their old flag or without one, and they will be given a new flag if they would like to have that.
Okay.
And we will receive them if they in any event. And of course, we do have five locations around the Richmond area.
Would you mind sharing those
homes,
Bernie? Yeah,
Nelson Funeral Homes.
Yeah, would you mind sharing the actual locations?
Well, thank you. I'd love to.
Yeah.
We have a location in the West End of Richmond at 1771 North Parham Road, and that's in Henrico County. We have a location in Chesterfield in the Midlothian area at 1020 Huguenot Road, right across from Chesterfield Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a location in Mechanicsville, which is at 9271 Shady Grove Road, which is right at the corner of 301 and Shady Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And our Nelson locations are one not far from the airport at 4650 South Laburnum Avenue.
Okay.
And one in Ashland at 412 South Washington Highway.
Okay.
So we would invite people to come there and exchange their flags or just to get a new flag.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do as well, Bernie. We're going to get this all up online. We'll list those locations on our website and our social media so that folks can go in and do the right thing with the flags they have and indeed avail themselves of flags that you're willing to provide to them. And again, Bernie, thank you so much for doing this. It just it means a lot to me personally, and I would imagine to our Central Virginia community.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to pass this word out. Thank you for your support for these types of programs.
That is Bernie Henderson, Woody and Nelson Funeral Homes. They have this program underway, which I just, it warms my heart to hear this. You have a flag that has been tattered or is no longer suitable for display. You can take it in there. They will happily take it off your hands, retire it appropriately with the Virginia War Memorial, and they'll provide you with a new one. And he also said even if you don't have an old one to bring in, you can still drop by, and they will help you out with a nice 3x5 American flag. I don't know if you've ever seen the full flag retirement ceremony. I had never seen it before. Never seen it until, I think it was last year, at the Virginia War Memorial. You want to talk about an awe-inspiring, moving experience. It's if you have the opportunity to see it. And I would imagine the Virginia War Memorial will be doing it again at some point. You need to take the opportunity. I'm just going to tell you that. You've just never, ever, ever seen anything like it. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.